Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And we are back with Beach and Company off Sandy Beach. And let's see, we got a little housekeeping to do. We now have a regular Sandy Beach page. It's a Facebook page. We have the station Sandy Beach Facebook. That's the one we've been using all these years. But now we have a new one. It's called the new Sandy Beach Facebook. Strangely enough, we're very creative. And on there, we'll continue with that after I go off the air Thursday at noon. If you want a little chat here and there, we'll see what we can do. And we might have some meetings where I just mention where we're going to have lunch or dinner and sit around and chat and, you know, have a good time. Why not? I won't be encumbered by anything that I can't do or have to do or anything like that. We'll just have a good time. Fun. It'll be a fun, fun thing. With that page, we have our newest kitty. We don't have her yet, but she's a little Bengal baby, and she is Anya. Anya the Bengal. So she'll join Lucy and Ethel, and that'll be nice. So check that out. Meanwhile, Beamer will be doing the afternoon show. Mr. Bowerly is on vacation, and Beamer will sit in. So that's nice. You looking forward to that, Joe?
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of fun Friday, mostly talking about the Blue Jays situation in Buffalo. I was called Mr. Negative, but that's fine. So it was fun Friday. We'll have a fun week this week, 3 to 7. I hope you'll find some time to join me.
And don't forget the show starting next week. I think it's right on Monday. Will be the Medal of Honor winner. You know, it's a great honor for me to be succeeded by a Medal of Honor winner. This is not chopped liver. It'll be very nice. And David, you know, David's story is told in his book, and it's a brutal book, but it is well worth reading. And that's one side of David. But David has another side. A musical side. And guys, I could see a little singing and dancing in your future starting Monday.
In fact, Joe and I are both going to go out and get top hats. We want to look the part, you know.
I can see you looking at those old Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly movies.
Right.
I can see you swirling across the dance floor and having a really good time. So this will be fun for you. It'll be a different kind of show. I didn't do a show like that because I can barely walk, let alone dance. But Bellavia is still in great shape. And find out from David sometime during conversation, there is a racehorse whose name is spelled the same as his. But when the race actually goes with the horse, they call him Bellavia. Now, I don't know if the track announcer doesn't know how to pronounce the name. If that really was named after him, I don't know. But it seems it's spelled the same as he spells his name. I'd be interested to know that.
Yeah, that'd be neat. Yeah. You want to hear something crazy, Sandy?
It was that way, by the way, before he got the medal. Yeah, what?
you know, we have to pay in Niagara Falls, we have to pay this extra tax now, what they call a refuse or reuse tax, whatever, with our garbage. Now, just because we paid online, they tack on an extra $1.81 fee because you're doing it online.
It should be less if it's online.
Yeah, you would think.
That's less work. Less personnel if it's online. What's the matter with them?
That city can't do anything right.
They really can't, Tony, especially when it comes to water. It's just a matter of, you know, every day you go home and there's something going on with the water.
Well, they still haven't fixed the water mains on our street that broke, what, 2 or 3 years ago now?
Okay, well, I'd get after them. Starting Monday, that could be a good Monday show,
yes.
David. You know, fix the water or I'll kill you. I'll kill you would be really good. Let's go to line two, Kevin in Wheatfield. Kevin, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. To borrow your phrase, if I'm lying, I'm dying. I got to let you know that I always appreciated your euphemisms, and I loved coffee long before I even appreciated the feeling.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And you came to speak with my class at Star Point when I was a student there, so I really enjoyed that, too.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
As far as New York City, I don't think I would go unless I had a chartered private plane and a limo, and it was safe to get takeout and drive around.
Yeah, I'd make that, maybe an armored carrier, something that bullets would bounce off of.
I think the only way that I would do homeschool is if I was able to get, I would compromise for half of a refund. I think it's still important to contribute to your district and be a part of it. And I mean, my kids never would have been able to hear your personality if they weren't there. So I think if I was able to do half, I would probably go back to the model of the one room schoolhouse and just try to do it. An outside neighborhood kind of school charter.
Well, I hear you. When I had Don on, my friend from Pennsylvania, we met in third grade, and we were friends all throughout our lives. He mentioned that we had a school that had one floor in the bottom, one floor on the top, and each of those floors had two grades. So there were four grades all in one building, two grades in one room, and we all got through it. We all got our diplomas, and none of us are walking into lampposts, so I guess it worked out. Hey, thanks for the call. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Kevin. Let's see. Let's take a break because the timing is really good on the break. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. Let us go to the telephone. Oh, line one, Terry from the great state, the Lone Star State of Texas. Terry, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello there, Terry.
As far as going to New York City goes, I'd have to have some business there. Like, I wouldn't allow what's going on there to basically, like, scare me into, you know, doing something that, you know, it would benefit my family one way or the other. But as far as visiting goes, I think that city's done. I don't understand why you'd even, it's a hellhole. It's really...
Well, yeah, put a fork in it. It seems like de Blasio is the last guy in the world you'd want in the mayor's office. He doesn't seem to care.
No, I mean, New York is kind of going to hell in a handbasket, so to speak. I was going to offer to buy you lunch or something like that, but I'd have to quarantine for 14 days as soon as I get to the state. So, I mean, I don't know where that goes, but I mean... it's really sad kind of to see exactly where we're going right now. And, I don't want no parts of it. I'll just stay in my little zone and I'll be here. And then, your other question was, I'm sorry.
Well, how about the school tax? If you had a chance and homeschooled your child, if you get the school tax refunded to you, which is the biggest part of your tax bill, would you do it?
I'd pay them just to keep them off my kids so that I'm not a teacher. I wouldn't want to take away anything from what teachers do, but we can all agree that I think that there's a lot of manipulation going on in the school system these days, and it's been infiltrated by, you know, these communists and Marxists and people that are just, you know, they have ill intent. for what they're trying to teach our children. I would rather, you know, I mean, if it was a perfect world, I don't know what I could teach my children other than, like, street smarts. But if they don't send them back to school, I was talking about this with my wife last night. If they don't send them back to school, then that's fine. We'll figure out another way. We'll hire a tutor. We'll pay, do whatever we've got to do, I mean, to make that right. But in all fairness and in all honesty, come November, I don't see this country being anywhere near even close to what it is right now. It's going down quick. And I heard an interesting story the other day. I don't want to ramble on too long, but talking about Rome and the people of Rome, basically, they became like simpletons. They became, you know, too comfortable. When I used to roll out of the gate in Iraq to go on patrol, there was a big sign, and the sign said, "Complacency kills." And that was the moral of the story. And it just reminded you, don't be, like, settled on whatever it is that you're doing. Pay attention. And this country is complacent. And it's going down fast. And, you know, I'm sad to see you going. And I'm sad to see the country going. And, you know, it's tough. And we're all in the fight right now. I promise you that. We're all in the fight. And
well, I hope we carry Texas in the November elections. I think it's critical. And always good to talk to you. We'll probably get a shot to talk to you before Thursday. But if I don't, you've been a great caller. Somebody we look forward to, Terry from Texas. And call us anytime.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It's been my
okay. All right. Good enough. Goodbye. I'm going to miss talking to Terry from Texas. There's a lot of callers that you just like to talk to. Joseph Beamer. Joseph Beamer, we have plenty of Facebooks. Give me a couple.
We sure do, and we'll start with New York City because that is now the most popular one on Facebook. Let's go with our top fan, Al, who says, "It's so sad to see a city that used to be the definition of America turn into a city led by a complete moron who wants to cut police more and more every day. There is no leadership in New York City, and believe me, I will never go to New York City again. I have too much pride for my own life."
Oh, wow. That's strong. And I think that that is probably representative of a lot of people. You were going to New York for special reasons. Maybe you're going to see a play. A lot of people did that. Or some special exhibit at the museum, or maybe a ball game. I watch one of the New York teams play. I think a lot of people are going to stay away from that. They really are. Who wants to walk around from point A to point B? It looks like a war zone. If you've not seen pictures of it, and some of the best stores in the world are not only boarded up, but they have razor wire. I don't think anybody's going to brave the razor wire to get into a store that's not open anyway. It's not going to happen. But here again, they put de Blasio in that position. De Blasio's not the only one. It happens that he oversees the biggest city we have. Look at the moron mayors of Seattle or Minneapolis or Portland. How can they look out their window, see total devastation, and say, "No, we don't need any help. We're fine"? It's like they've played their hand. This is their hand. We talked many times over the years of what would happen if. Well, how come if this happened? Well, it's happening now. We are under attack. This is as bad as a foreign country attacking us. It's probably worse because they're already here. So most of the people say they wouldn't go back. I don't blame them. And I think New York is going to be shocked when they find out the rest of the world. If we don't want to go back there, and we live in the state, what about the people in Iowa who used to every once in a while come in and visit? I think that's gone. I really do. Another one, Beam.
This one also speaks words about how New York City's changed in the last two decades. Mark says, New York City has become a cesspool under de Blasio. I remember during my years of driving tractor trailers and going to New York City regularly, during those years I got to see all the progress Giuliani had rebuilding that city out of the gutter. It was actually a joy to go there. De Blasio has completely reversed everything Giuliani built and worse. I would not step foot in that dump now, especially with all the lawlessness going on.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, now Giuliani said on television about a week ago, give me that job, give me the police director or whatever, and a couple of other guys that I'd want, and I can have that cleaned up in 30 days. That was the challenge he made. I wish de Blasio, who probably hates him, would take him up on that offer. Let's see if he can do it. He did it once. See if he can do it again. Because it's a shame. I've never been a New York fan. I told you about the jobs that I had offered, and I said no. To give you an idea, one of them was WCBS FM. And I had the interview with the program director, and I ended up saying no. Thankfully, it was a nice job, good money, but I didn't want to do it. So I said no. About 2 months later, the same guy that interviewed me, Gus, can't think of his last name now, was found shot to death in his car. And I mean, those things will awaken you in a hurry, because I was just there and I was just talking to him. And we went out to lunch together and shot to death in his car. Nobody ever found out the reason why either. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. One more buzz should take us to news.
Well, I thought you'd like this one. Alex says, I see what you're doing. Only mention New York City and the lawlessness, and don't focus on the red states and their COVID-19. What about Houston, Pittsburgh, Miami, all these cities that are killing their own?
Oh, you mean with inflated and fake numbers? Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad he's... you read it in an angry fashion.
There were exclamation points, Sandy. I was just trying to...
There's always something else you can point to as an example. It's very seldom the only thing wrong. So you can point your finger at 20 things. I like to concentrate on something that's near to us, but in our own state, that would affect us if there's any tax money used for rebuilding and things like that.
Isn't it funny how those on the left, they don't want to focus on California, and they don't want to focus on the real problem New York was. They want to talk about Florida and the surge in Florida. Do you realize Florida deaths have gone down every day over the last 2 weeks? And the deaths in Florida are still 1/8 of the deaths in New York State. So maybe the governor can stop patting himself on the back, because New York was still the hardest hit state from COVID-19.
You talk about self-aggrandizement. When they introduce the governor, I expect him to come out with a top hat and cane. I mean, he's on missionary things. He's going down to, what, Georgia? Teach them how to do it? Are you kidding me?
It's unbelievable.
It really is. It's the height of hypocrisy. He doesn't have a handle what's going on in this state, but he's suddenly the all-knowing guru who can come into your town with a band and get you all straightened out. That's today's political climate. All right, let's see. One more I think we'll need.
All right, let's end on another one. It's from the New York City one as well. Brian, who is a top fan, he says, I do have family in New York, so I would have to make my way down there, but I hope when this pandemic's over, maybe my family will just visit me, because the pandemic may end, but as long as people like de Blasio are in power in New York City, I don't see the lawlessness getting any better.
Just remember this, Lauren Fix, who has an apartment in New York for when she's there on business, called I would guess the superintendent of the building where her apartment is, and he said, don't come, stay there. And I assume that none of those places are cheap, and you can't even use them. We're back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man. Bad choices sometimes. I was having a gnocchi today for lunch, which is a great choice. And it's flavor. What flavor is it, Brent? Sweet potato gnocchi.
Ooh, got that sounds same, good.
Same place as the pepperoni balls down in Erie. And so we're having it. Now, the last gnocchi I had from them was excellent. And it was a real al dente, cooked al dente. You can't cook gnocchi too much or it gets mushy, okay? But then I heard about somebody from Western New York who likes a different flavor of gnocchi that would make me very nervous. What flavor was that, Tony?
Oh, I hate to say it, but cauliflower.
Cauliflower, yeah. Gnocchi? Mm-hmm. That person ought to be arrested.
It's a sin.
The food police should remove her utensils. That's just the way it is. Your wife, an alleged Italian girl.
Yes, and she says, Tony, would you like to try it?
No. As though you're the guinea pig, too.
Yeah, and Nick runs away.
Yeah, I thought you had kids that tried anything.
Samantha might. Nick, no way.
Cauliflower.
Yeah, cauliflower. And then there's you have to try cauliflower pizza.
No, I don't. No, I don't have to try it, and I'm not going to try it. That's all. I only got two shows left. I don't want to die before I got one left.
Three.
No, I'll pass on that. I'm going to have my sweet potato gnocchi today.
Seriously, that does sound good.
Maybe a couple of pepperoni balls with it. Anytime. I like the pepperoni balls, especially with any pasta that we have. And the last pasta was really good.
And a big salad.
And a big salad. The salads are getting so big, she's trying to get me on a salad kick. I need a ladder to get into it. And then I jump in like I'm in a foreign country in the jungle. There's shrubs all around me. I have to eat my way out.
You got to try my mother-in-law's salad. I tell her all the time. I said, Ma, if you were to open up a food truck just serving your salads, you would make a fortune. The best salads I have ever had.
A salad truck.
Yeah, salads. I'm telling you, they're great.
Remind me not to invest in that, would you please?
I think it would be a hit.
Well, okay, it would be very popular among four people, Tony.
The problem with salad is, like, I love all of the fatty dressings.
Right.
Like, when I get a salad, I want honey mustard, blue cheese, ranch. Even though I go with I use mustard as a dressing because there's no calories in it. But, like, if I got to pick, I'd have honey mustard like I was a kid. Like at Friendly's when they would serve the crispy chicken salad with warm honey mustard. Mm. I wish I could have that every day with the crispy cracker bowl that you can eat when you're done with the salad.
I do like where the salad bowls are edible.
Yes.
Yes.
I do like that.
You get a little bit of dressing left on it.
Except one time I accidentally ate a plastic one. But usually they're very good.
When Friendly's took that off their menu, that was when things started going south.
I have one kind of salad dressing only. I use Diet Thousand Island.
Really?
Or Russian. It's the same thing. But
you got to try raspberry vinaigrette.
Oh, that sounds good. Bernie takes that sometimes, raspberry vinaigrette.
So good, so good.
She's shaking her head yes. I just taught her to do that. Now she's going to stomp her foot down like Trigger. There we go. Then I'm going to saddle up at noon. That'll be fun. Take her in the round pen. The round pen is where they train horses, by the way. Just for those of you who don't know. Oh, hey, by the way, my favorite jockeys, Irad Ortiz and Joe Ortiz. Joe had four winners yesterday. And the other day, Irad had five, and there was one race left. And he was on the second favorite. And it got scratched in the gate, and so he didn't have a mount. So otherwise, he had a chance at six in one day, which is phenomenal riding, just phenomenal riding. These guys are unbelievably good jockeys. It's such a dangerous sport. I'm always worried about them, but I love to watch it. Okay, let me see. How about let's go to line five in Cheektowaga? It would be Marty. Marty, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, I can't believe I get this opportunity to talk to you. I've listened to you since you've been on this morning show. I used to listen, I particularly listened to you and Dave May back in the day.
Oh, yeah, Dave May was on the talk show with me at 9 o'clock on BEN, sure.
Yeah. That I produced for a little while?
Yep, and before that I was on 104. I was also on 105, 1520, of course, the big one, and GR as well.
All right. Back in the 70s, when I was 12 years old, I used to, like all my friends, have a cassette recorder / radio, and we would record the songs that we wanted to keep because we didn't have money to buy the records.
Sure.
So, the one time, well, at this point, Bachman Turner Overdrive, Taking Care of Business, your theme song, had already been released for like a year and a half, and it wasn't on the radio anymore. So I got the gumption to call WKBW in the evening and ask the DJ, can you play Taking Care of Business so that I could record it? And I don't know if it was you, but he replied in your fashion, yeah, sure, I'll play it next. And I was there, so, yeah, I got it. And I sat there for 2 hours, and it was never played.
I wouldn't do a mean thing like that. Now, I was on 7 to midnight from 68 to 74, so that would fit it. And it would fit it that I might make a smart-ass remark, but I wouldn't tell you I was going to play it and not play it. That would be mean.
Together, and I always wondered if you use it as your theme to pay back that kid that was disappointed. I just wondered.
I get a lot of things from that time frame where people were kids and they were listening to KB underneath the covers because their parents wanted them to go to sleep. As a matter of fact, Bernadette, the woman I'm going to marry in a very short time, was one of those kids who used to call in and try and win prizes. Well, she won the giant prize, me. So we didn't give me away, but those were great days. KB was just kicking everybody's ass.
Yeah, they were. Sandy, I have been listening to you forever. I just thank you. I'm just glad to have this chance to talk to you at once. And I follow Terry from Texas. I love listening to that guy. He should have a podcast.
Yeah, Terry from Texas is very good, and he has an opinion on almost every subject, so he'd be good as a podcaster. If he's still listening, I hope he would consider that.
Well, I wish you well.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you very much. Okay, we'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Get a pencil or a pen. Get anything that writes, okay, and get a piece of paper. Because I'm going to tell you in a very short order on where to get the Italian pepperoni balls. Okay? Are you ready? They're in Erie, Pennsylvania. Cheese and pepperoni balls. Deep fried dough containing pepperoni. Stanganelli's. Stanganelli _S Italian Foods. They're at 602 East 25th Street in Erie, 16503. The telephone number is 1-814-456-0965. Fully cooked, you just heat and serve. Instructions, thaw, warm on a baking sheet in a 400-degree oven for 3 to 6 minutes. That's it. So, Stanganelli's Italian Foods, there it is, on 602 East 25th Street. Now, they have a factory, which is not far from there. Your GPS will take you there first. But then their retail location is just a very small pizzeria, but they do a lot of business there. And that's where they have them. And when we were there, we bought the pepperoni balls, but we also got some gnocchi, some flavored gnocchi, some regular gnocchi. Here, dear. There we go. Check it out. Does that take care of it, Tony, for you?
Yes. Susan Bavasoto, who makes us Gucciadotti cookies, asked the question because she and my cousin Neil are going to be headed down there.
That's good. Now, you get 10% of whatever they bring back as far as in gnocchis. If they bring back 50, you get 10% of that. Okay?
I think that's a good deal.
For you. Yeah, it's a really good deal for you. Law says that if you hear it on the radio, you got to give the host something. Well, it doesn't say that.
It doesn't say that, but it should.
It should say that. What's wrong with these laws? Okay, let us go to line two. Ella from West Seneca. Ella, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. It's good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear you too, Ella. It's only 8 minutes left on the show, but I knew you'd be calling one of these times.
To the question number one, no way would I go to New York City.
Yeah, I think you and a lot of other people.
And in my lifetime, there were several times, Sandy, when they talked about separating New York City from the rest of New York State, but it never happened.
Yeah, I wish they'd do it now.
Yeah. And as to the second question, homeschooling, I think the reason people would like to homeschool is to protect the moral values. And what I would like to see happen, some system whereby the money you pay to send your kid to the school would go to the school you want instead of having to pay twice sometimes.
Well, that's a good idea, and that's very logical. But I wouldn't wait for that to happen either. Once they have their claws into you for taxation, whether it's the town tax or the school tax, you're never going to see that money again.
No, but it's the moral value that would want you to homeschool.
I bet you were a good student, Ella. Were you good in school?
I was. In fact, I'll have to tell you this. For reasons I can't say over the phone, I dropped out in my junior year. I went to work, and then I went to Hutchinson Night School after work 5 days a week to finish my education.
Wow, good for you. Good for you.
Only that, I changed courses, and I had a wonderful teacher, Miss James. She took me under her wing, and she managed for me to take 4 subjects at halftime. And the biggest surprise was when I took chemistry. I liked it. I had Mr. Snow. And I did it at halftime, Sandy. And when he gave me my grade, I still see him saying, I don't know how you did it.
Well, chemistry was my worst subject. You can ask Don if he next time he calls. I never did well with it. All I could make was that the smell of rotten eggs. You combine two things and it smells like a rotten eggs. That's all I could do. I couldn't do anything else. I never tried to get into it. I was all math all the time, but yeah. Chemistry was my toughest subject.
And I got an 80 in it at halftime.
How about you?
But math was bad.
Oh, math is good.
Not for me.
Everything is in numbers, Ella.
I know. I took it 3 times, and would you believe I got the same teacher every time? I had a mental block. Now I'm doing it all the time.
Did you have the same grade with all 3?
They were pretty good.
They were pretty good. I picture you as a student. I bet you were a nice girl too. I bet you passed out paper and cleaned the chalkboard and things like that.
I was very shy, Sandy. And I must tell you this funny story. People are going to laugh. When I met my husband and married him, he always told his friends, I got her out of her shyness, and now she won't shut her mouth.
Why, people say that about Bernie. Me and Bernie. So we're like you and your husband. How about that?
Right.
See, now I can blame that joke on you, Ella, because Bernie likes you. She's not that crazy about me, but she likes you, so we'll use that. I hope you'll call again before the end of the show on Thursday.
I will if I can get through, but sometimes I tried to call you the other day. But
didn't I give you the private number?
No.
I didn't. Okay. Have Buzzy give you the hotline number, okay?
You want me to have...
Yeah, do it. Do not hang up. When I say goodbye to you, they'll disconnect that. But don't hang up, and he'll give you, because I definitely want to talk to you again before the end of the show, okay?
Okay.
Okay, baby. Talk to you within the next couple of days. Thank you. That is one of our favorite people in the whole world. That is Ella. And let's see, what else do we have? We have the questions of... Under what circumstances would you go to see New York City? All the things you want to see are gone. Essentially, maybe not everything, but if you want to see a Broadway play, forget it. There's none scheduled till at least January, okay? Want to go to a restaurant? Good luck. Most of them are closed. And the things you like about New York, the beauty of New York, all gone. Because of vandalism and destruction, things like that. Nothing pretty about New York anymore. The second, if you could homeschool your child, if you got the money back from taxes, would you do it? I guess it would depend on your circumstances. If you had a job and you could do the schooling around the job, that would be one thing. If you had to leave your job to do it, it might not be worth it. It depends on your tax bill, what municipality you're in, how much they charge. Because remember, when you get your taxes, in some instances, you'll get 2 separate taxes. and that would be the town tax. That's for plowing and on police and all that. And, this, and the second part of that is the school tax. You'll get them at different times of the year. School tax is strictly for the school, of course. So that's the way it is, and I don't think most people would be in a position to do it, but I thought it'd be a great idea and a good thing to do. That about wraps it up. Tony and Buzzy, that was number four. It's gone. We got three left. You guys ready for number three tomorrow?
No.
As ready as I'll be.
I'm not ready for this week at all.
Yeah, well, we'll have fun.
We have been having fun, and come to think of it, we've had fun for 23 years.
We've had fun for a long time.
I've been having fun for three of them.
If people only knew about the things that we talked about during the breaks.
There's a lot of laughter in our group, especially during payday. All right. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?